Stop moving away from the tune.
Huh?
Stop moving away from the tune.
Start it again then.
Start the whole thing from the beginning.
I suppose so. You press five and it doesn't happen.
No.
Okay, so try again. We'll start without it though, because it's late. Just
okay, just announce it and then put it on the
Announce it, put on the two machines.
Right.
Yeah, and then give it to me meanwhile. Start it again.
Start your day the Turraway, Northwest London. Tuesday, Tess Zion LL, 24th of August, Moshe Betzalel Grosnas, Gilgulim. This week's Torah is sponsored Ilu Nishmas, Reb Aryeh ben Reb Moshe Betzalel.
Good morning. Mary. Kalakol.
Morning.
The Gemara says, in Bob Metzir Kuv Zion Amud Aleph, Baruch Ato Bebeyecho, Baruch Atam B'tisecho. It's a pasuk in this week's Sedra. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Shetehe yitziyoscha min ha'olam kebiyoscha la'olam." The way you leave the world should be the same way as you came into the world. Just like you came into the world without any chait, just like you came to this world without any sin, so too you should leave this world without any sin. That's Baruch Atam B'vayecho, Baruch Atam B'tisecho. The Rashash says, from here we have a stira to those that say there's such a thing called Gilgul. And a neshama comes back. Because if a neshama comes back because it has a debt to pay, a sin to come back to be metaken, then he comes to this world with sin. So the boyecho is actually with sin. So what does it mean? The same way as you came to this world without sin, you shall leave without sin. You came to the world with sin. Okay, so the truth is, the raya of the Rashash is it's weak, because, yeah, Baruch Atah B'Vayecho L'Maisa, in this coming, you came without sin. And it's well known that certain Hasidim won't learn the Rashash because of this. Okay, everyone has their mahalchim and their opinions, but that's what the Rashash says. The Rashash is, where is the Rashash coming from, Bechlal? So, and where are those Hasidim coming from, and we'll understand in a minute. Reb Sadie Gong, back in the time of the Goinim, he says Gilgul is not a Jewish concept. He doesn't like it at all, the whole idea of a soul coming back. However, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chover explains, he's a Talmud of the Gro, that the Reb Sadie Gong didn't mean to say there's no such thing as Gilgulim. He meant to refute a certain type of Gilgulim. But of course, even he believed in something called Gilgulim. Let's move on. It's just a bit of history first. The Sefer Ikrim also speaks about Gilgulim. Is there such a thing? Isn't there such a thing? And he says, it's possible. I can believe it. Why? Because if the neshama and the guf was one thing, the guf died, the neshama died, then I wouldn't believe in a concept called Gilgul. But hayois, the neshama is something that carries on even after the guf dies. So it's not a steer to say that the neshama was in one guf and then comes to another guf. It's not terribly difficult to understand. However, I don't know if there's such a thing or why there should be such a thing. And he ends off with Hashem Yodea. Hashem knows. Similar to what the Rambam says about Mashiach. We're not going to know. When Mashiach comes, we'll know.
People can have the same Hashemah, so when you don't call somebody passed away, so why did I have Mishma so-and-so? You should say the Kuf so-and-so.
Yeah, no, so Pashas is just an Hashemah, Pashas.
So, but if two people can have the same Hashemah,
yeah.
There was a name.
Still, no, but the old neshama still must be somewhere, you know, parts of it must be somewhere in Gan Eden.
It could be two different people.
It could be sparks of a certain person, certain parts of him carry on, maybe. Like Eliyahu Novi, how is he in so many different places? Yeah. Okay, let's move on. Now, here we come to the main Nakuda. Like, how do we approach Gilgulim? And then we're going to veer off from is there or isn't there, and just discuss a certain nakuda. The Ralbach has a tshuva in Simon Ches, where he says, Roiv minyan ubinyan of Chachmei Yisrael, or befrat those that knew Kabbalah, say there is such a thing called Gilgulei Neshomas. He says those that only had Chochmah of the Seichel, so they couldn't see past their Seichel, And they didn't have Kabbalah in those days. So al pi seichel, maybe it's not so logical. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. So logical to say that someone comes back in a different body, etc. One can debate that. But those that had Kabbalah, they knew, al pi teres haKabbalah, that there is such a thing called Gilgulim. He says, without this, and the Ibis also writes this, without the concept of Gilgulim, you can't understand this world. Tzadik v'raloi. How come someone is righteous, and yet he has such a difficult life? The answer is, he's a Gilgul of someone that was, and he needs to be metaken something. Chofetz Chaim writes this, I mean, it's mamash, it's the conventional mahalach, that any Yisurim that a certain person has, and it doesn't make sense with his behavior in this world, it's some tikkun of something of old. However, he says, and you should all tell me to stop my drasha now, he says that one should not speak publicly about Gilgulim, since the Gemara doesn't speak about it, and even the Ramban, who was the Mekubal, hides it in Eoy. He just hints to it and doesn't say much more. Therefore he says, you shouldn't speak about it publicly. Sorry? Gilgulaya. You have to know what that means. I mean, we taich it as it means dinim of Gilgulaya. I'm not sure if that's the literal taich. Could be. I'm not sure. So anyway, the answer to why I am speaking about it, I thought about it a bit, is because I think the Rabbach lived before the Arizal. After the Arizal came about, it's well known, Gilgulim. It's not a secret anymore. It's spoken about, all the Sfarim speak about it. And therefore, I think someone told me as well, I once discussed it, that it can be spoken about. Now, that's why some people won't learn certain Sfarim that debate Gilgul. Even Sefer Ikrim, some people won't learn certain parts of Sefer Ikrim. I know an Odin Godel that learns with the Talmud Sefer Ikrim, but only certain parts. Because now, at this point in history, that we've got Kabbalah, and we've got sort of a psak halacha in what our Yud Gimel, you know, animamins are, then it doesn't matter what other shittas, you know, opinions that there were once upon a time. That was before we knew certain things. Now that we know Torah HaKabbalah, and Torah HaKabbalah is a Masorah from the Ramban, the Arizal from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, then there's nothing to talk about anymore, once we know it. They didn't know it, so they had a different opinion. That's the mainstream take, and therefore anyone that will say anything otherwise today, some people won't like it, because we've already got sort of a psak halacha as to which way we're going. The Yavetz asks a question. He says, of course, there's something called Gilgulim. He says, the Rav Tzadik Gaon lo zocha lirois ohr ha-emes. He didn't have Kabbalah. But there is something called Gilgulim. So he says, why isn't Gehenna enough? We're talking about Gilgulim, that people come back to pay for a sin. There is other type of Gilgulim. For instance, Arizal says, everyone has to do Tariag Mitzvahs. So you have to be a Kohen, you have to be a lady, you have to be a Yisrael. So you come back to be a Kohen, to be a lady, to be a Yisrael. That's a positive type of Gilgulim. But the regular Gilgul is to pay back for a sin. He says, why isn't Gehenna enough? Why isn't Gehenna enough? So he says, if, for instance, he's missing a mitzvah, Gehenna won't help him, or clean him, it won't give him the mitzvah that he's missing, so he has to come back to do that mitzvah. And then he says, and if it's because he did sins, well, if he'll get cleaned in Gehenna, he will get so well cleaned that the Eva that did that Avera will no longer exist. He's going to be a Baal Mum. So he has to come back and positively be metaken it with the body. He has to come back and not just clean what he did wrong, because then there might be nothing left. He has to do it right. Now, Bar Benel says it's a midas harachamim that a person comes back as a Gilgul. He says the onshim of Gehenna would be too strong. The onshim of Gehenna would be too strong sometimes. And therefore, Barachamov, he comes back as a Gilgul. Now, Bar Benel also says, he was a philosopher, he also debates whether there's such a thing called Gilgul or not, and he finishes off, whether it makes sense to you or not, the Kabloi b'seva ponim yofes, because it's Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah hu, and the Kabloi b'seva ponim yofes. I'll tell you a story, it's very famous, you probably heard it once. The Sefer Charedim, in Perek Lamed Gimel, is also Marek on the topic of Gilgul. And he brings from Chazal and Pythagoras, they're both agreed to the idea of Gulgulim. And he says, people that are misgalgal as a human being, you come back as another human being, normally will not remember their previous being. There's always stories, but they won't remember their previous being. I think I heard a shir once, he said that there was a psychiatrist, again, I don't necessarily, this I don't need to believe in, because it's not Gemara. Yeah, but there was a psychiatrist that his way was, he brings you back, or psychologist, he takes you back to your youth, and he talks to you, and by going through your youth, then it sort of clears out all the problems that you had, and you get healthier and better. But this person that he was talking to went further, like to a different, past the youth, right, to somewhere else. So he thought you were a bit mashiga, the person, but it was too long and too true for it to be nonsense. That's what he claims. So Mela, that's where he got his chizuk and emuna in the idea of Gilgulim. Anyway, irrelevant. There's a story in Castilla. In Spain, we all know, those that went on holiday to Spain somehow, we all know that there's something called fighting with the bull. What's it called again?
Bullfighting.
There you go. So with the red thing, whether they see red or not, is another question. But there is such a thing. So there was a cow that was ready for this, that was prepared for this fight.
Bull.
That was prepared for this fight. And the night before, the bull came in a dream to Ayid, and he said, "I'm your father. And I'm a Gilgul of a, I'm in a bull. And tomorrow I'm going to be a sport and a mockery. And this is not going to take me to good places. And therefore, Pedeini Vahatsileini, I can run away before they use me for this. Spend whatever money you have, shech this bull, and eat me. Give me to eat to poor Aniyim, and this will be my tikkun." This is what the Haredim says, and this is what he did. And he says, Umaisim rabim ke'ele iru b'Yisrael sha'al avicha v'yagedcha. So that's what the Sefer HaRegim says. So now I'm coming to what I want to speak about. Gilgulim, you can carry on researching from here. Tel nechochem v'yech kamoid. On Rosh Hashanah, we're going to be eating a fish. Right? Head of a fish. Other parts of a fish. So let's talk a little bit about fish and what the Or HaChaim HaKadosh has to say. The Or HaChaim says, it says, "Vayirdu b'dgas hayom, man shall rule over the fish of the sea, over oifa shomayim and the bird of the heaven, over behema and animals, over chala oretz and over the whole earth, over chala remes haroymes al oretz and all the creepy crawlies. Man shall rule over them." Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, this is a remes. Vayirdu, a loshen yirida, man goes down in the following steps. I.e., when man is a Gilgul, sometimes he'll be a man. Sometimes the order is Vayirdu Bidgasayam will be a fish. Then he will be a bird, an animal, earth, creepy crawlies. So, what does this mean? So he says like this: the highest madrega of a Gilgul of Chet, if someone sinned and he needs to drop down as a Gilgul, the highest madrega is a fish. Why? Because we see a fish does not need to be shechted. A fish just has a sifa, you gather it. The Megala Mukha says, you see by tzaddikim when they are nifta, it's also called vayeh soif elamov. They're also called a loshna sifa. So they're also a loshna sifa. And the idea is, a fish doesn't need all the tzar of shechita. Yeah, we say shechita doesn't have pain. It maybe does, according to this. Maybe a pikabola is meant to have, but a fish doesn't need it. Now, happens to be a fish dies when you eat it, yeah. So it will have all the pain. But it doesn't have halacha to have the pain, because it doesn't need the tikkun. Because it's quite close to being matukun, just needs a slight thing to gather it up. There's actually a debate in the poskim. Are you allowed to take a fish and eat it live? The Rambam seems to say yes. It just needs a sifa, just need to take it and put it in your mouth. That is a sifa, you can eat it alive. However, the poskim can say you can't for a different reason. Halachically speaking, you can. It doesn't need shechita. But you can't, because as I see the Olam are getting a bit squirmish, it's Baal Tashaksu. So you can't. There is another discussion. What happens if the fish died on dry land? Right? You know, you see sometimes in the news about a whale that Nebuch got stranded on the sea and hundreds of people come to do chesed to pour water over it and push it back into the sea. Or I was on holiday now and Nebuch, a jellyfish fell out of the sea and there's the people, mamash, b'mesuas nefesh, doing chesed with the jellyfish to put it back in the sea. So, al kaponim, so the shayla is a fish that dies on the dry land, maybe you can't eat it because you didn't do a sifa in the mokum of its chiyus. You didn't gather it in the mokum where it lives. So maybe it was already like pre-gathered before you gathered it. Maybe there would be a chisoron sort of it in what you have to do to the fish. The maisa, you can eat it. That's the aloch la maisa. Al kaponim, says the Rechaim HaKadosh. Since fish only need a very small process, it shows that they don't need such a tikkun. It shows that they have a certain shleimus, and therefore that's the highest madrega of a gilbert. After that is a bird, because a bird only needs a shchita of one siman. So again, the tikkun is less. After that, an animal, which needs a shchita of two simonim, which means it needs more to do for it because it's worse off. After that is a doimen, as in earth, rock, etc. Very hard to understand, but there's such a concept. And after that, he says the worst one is worms, creepy crawlies, etc. These are beings that don't come back. That's what he says. These are beings that will stay sort of nidcha, pushed away. No tikkun. Okay, now let's come to some halacha, some lomdas here, a little bit to understand what's going on here. So I'll start with a bit of a question. We're saying from the Aruch Chaim that a fish is the highest madrega of a dovah hamisgalgal. And we know tzaddikim, Shabbos we eat fish, tzaddikim are very into having fish for this reason. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kuvches, says, are you allowed to write tefillin on fish skin? Are you allowed to write tefillin on fish skin? This is Gemara in Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. So Gemara says, if Eliyahu will come and tell us, then yes. But until he doesn't come, you can't write tefillin on fish skin. So the question is, what does it mean? Eliyahu Anovi is going to come and tell us a metzias, a halacha? No. So he must be telling us a metzias. What's the shayla in metzias? Shayla is like this. Is it whether b'metzias its skin is considered skin and therefore can be parchment? Well, we have a Mishnah that tells us its skin is considered skin. So we don't need Eliyahu Hanavi for that. So what does Eliyahu Hanavi come to tell us? He's only going to tell us metzias, not halacha. So what's he going to tell us? He's going to tell us, does it smell or not? Does fish smell or not? What's that mean? Now, obviously, we're talking about after you've processed the fish. And the question is there something ekeldik still about fish, even after you processed it? And that we don't know. And we await Eliyahu's arrival. So it's a very interesting thing. Meaning we've cleaned it, we've processed it, and it is clean. There's something still about fish that's never quite clean. And we want to know, is it clean enough for Matthias for Clough? When Eliyahu and Ovi will come, he'll tell us. The Raman Paschans are often mice, you can't use the skin of fish for parchment because it's not clean. And the Chidor wonders on the Raman, how did he paschan this? It's a Sophok in the Gemara. So he just says that the Raman means L'chumra, we have to take on, it's not clean enough, and therefore you can't use the skin of fish for parchment. There is a fascinating run, I've said it here before, but there's some extra chedushin. There's a fascinating run in Masech Shal Kamasha, Adov HaPele, and Bechlal, that should be in the run. The run says, I don't like so much the pshat, whether the smell is recognizable or not, because you know yourself if it's smelly or not. And you don't need any Arnovi to tell you if it smells or not. You know, process it well enough that it shouldn't smell. If it does smell, don't use it. Says the Rambam. When the Nochosh was Baal Chava, he was Matal Bo Zuamo. A certain Zuamo, this is what created death in the world, a certain dirtiness spiritually. And this affected the whole world. It went on Chava, but she's Ein Kol Chaya. It went on the whole world. Yisrael she'omdu al ha'asinai, Klal Yisrael that stood by ha'asinai, nifsika zu'am o mehem, and we know it says that the etzim of rofa chet ha'egel, no one will die anymore. No one will die anymore. So much so, I once had a question, why do the women light candles? Because they brought misal olam by eating from the tree. But then, we had matan Torah and Misa went away. Who brought Misa back to the world? Chet ha'egel, the men. The men should light the candles on Erev Shabbos. We're the ones now that put out the candles, the candle as in life. We put out life, so we should be lighting the candles. There's answers to that. Let's not go into it now. Our kaponim. Yisrael sha'omdu al ha'asinai, nifzika zu'am o mehem. Yisrael that were by ha'asinai, the Zu'amah went away, and now he says a Chiddush, Imin ha-briyoy shahoyu shom, and also from all the species that were there at Matan Torah. Now, I don't know which beings were there. I don't know if the Goyim, their Zu'amah went away. I don't think so. I don't know which animals he's talking about. They had certain animals, the Zu'amah went away. Maybe all animals came. I don't know how that helps the other breeds that were in Africa at the time and all sorts of other places. I don't know. But the Zuma went away. But fish that weren't there because they couldn't come out of the water, they maybe still have Zuma of the chait, of the nochosh, and then maybe you can't use it for klal. And that's the Shaila of the Gemara. Aran. It's a dover pele. But that's how he learns the Shaila of the Gemara. Al kaponim. If you this run, we have a reason to say that fish, in a way, needs the biggest tikkun of all the animals. Because fish wasn't by Matan Torah and still has that Zuma. On the other hand, we see another Maila by fish, famously by the Mabul. The Mabul, it says that all of mankind, all the humans, all the animals, they all died. And Rashi says, Asher b'charovo, only those that were in dry land, but the loy dogim shabion, not the fish in the sea, they didn't die. And the reason is, the Paradis Yosef explains, ki hishchis kol basa, they were niskokim min b'she'in o'minon. However, fish, Tosin Baba Kama, Nonhei Amud Aleph says, it's not possible to be niskak min b'she'in o'minon. It's a Yerushalmi, and since it's not possible, they didn't be metzias, have this chait, and mamele, they survived. So mamele, they have a minor, that they're from Sheishis Tumei Bereshis, they never had to get eradicated, and they're as holy as they always were. So that, again, this would be a minor, for fish over other animals. Now there is a svara to say, mamash, sort of hepach, the words of the Aruch Chaim, just in chakira, min lelis. The Aruch Chaim said, lama machin acheshben, what needs less avoida, what needs less work? Fish. That's moira, that shows us their maila, that they need less doing to be kosher, because they are already prepared and holy. One could say faket. The Kedushas Levi in Parshas Vayera asks a very interesting question. He says, Avraham Avinu, we know, had the malachim. He gave them to eat. Tongue. And whatever else. We don't find. He gave them fish. What's with fish? What's with fish? It's part of a Jewish meal. Fish. Why did he give them fish to eat? Says the Kedushas Levi, because he wanted to be mezarez them in mitzvahs. A fish, what do you have to do? Nothing. You just bring it, eat it, make a brocha, then that's it. Abba, an animal, you have to chef, you have to salt, you have to do lots of mitzvahs. And then it's a bigger mila because they'll be involved in a lot more. Sorry?
Because the fish
into
the whole
thing
of the animals was
the... I understand, yeah. Forget it. Yeah. Al-Kabonim. Do you see, in a way, you could argue that when you have to do a lot of processing for something, forget, it's minor. I understand that maybe it's moira on a chisorim, because why do you have to do so much? On the other hand, you could say, forget. This is a kli kibble to do lots of mitzvahs.
So you would clear your guess by not giving the fish to you straight away. You have to wait now an hour till you finish your shrit.
Yeah, you're right, a regular guess. But Avraham Avinu was being mechanach the world in Avodas Hashem. So this, by him, he was the only one. So by him it was important, sort of the yeshiva. You come here, you get a lesson in Yiddish, guys. Faket. So now we find this argument also by Klaff. The Sefer HaKono, it's written by Tana, it's a Kabbalah Sefer, The Sefer HaKona says the best cloth is a bird and a chayel. The reason is because a bird flies, which shows certain spirituality, can go up high. But besides that, it has kisui hadam. A bird has kisui hadam, an extra mitzvah. And Memela, he says, it must be that ruchus kedoshos noshos boy. There's a certain ruchus kedoshos, whether it's galgunim, whatever it is, there is a certain spirituality within a bird. And he says, a chayo is also before behemoth to use its parchment because it has kisui hadam. So, according to what we said, pufaket. A chayo and a bird that needs kisui hadam, vaistos it needs more tikkun. A behemoth doesn't need kisui hadam, vaistos it's matukun already. And maybe you should say a behemoth comes first for parchment. You see again in the Sefer HaKona, the fact that it needs more mitzvahs done to it shows it has more spirituality to it. Happens to be the Arachayim asks it as a question. How come a behemoth doesn't have kisui adam? Behemoth goes on the Mizbeach. I'd say it's more holy. It goes on the Mizbeach, so why doesn't it have the mitzvah of kisui adam? He says, Bishleima, the dam that goes on the Mizbeach doesn't need kisui adam because it's on the Mizbeach. But a regular behemoth of chulin, why doesn't it need kisui adam? So he says, from Diyukim in the Pasuk, I don't have the Pasuk in front of me now, but he says like this. It's Diyukim, domoy benafshoy, benafshoy domoy. He says that an animal, a chayo, its blood is its soul. Not two separate things. Its blood is its soul. And therefore, since we can see its soul, there's a mitzvah to cover it. The blood is, its life is its blood. It's nothing more than its life. And therefore, it's a gashmi. And therefore, it's a makovadik to cover it. However, a behema, it's maduyuk in the psukim, it has a soul, not like a human, but it has a soul and has blood. Two separate things. And Memela, he says, you can't do the mitzvah on a yuli. Yuli means a spiritual matter. It has to be something you can see. And since the mitzvah is to cover the nefesh, and the nefesh isn't the dam, it's something else, so he says just by mitzias you can't do it. But by etzem, otherwise, you would do it. Now, just to conclude, we spoke about Shaila, which seems to have been quite popular, from Rabbi Eliyahu Rasov, about someone that called him Erev Shabbos. It's almost Shabbos. He's ending Avelus. Is it true that Avelus ends on Shabbos? So the Ra of Paskin for him, sorry?
Is it true it ends in the morning?
Is it true it ends in the morning? Yeah, and then it's over sort of on that Shabbos. So the Ra said, no, you've got to keep the whole Avelus, the whole Shabbos. So the question was why he said that? Because he was going to go to work. Avelus was more chomor to him than work. And then he discussed, am I allowed to lie for such a thing? Happens to be a chavrus of mine, Rabbi Zanga. He told me that he has a brother-in-law, who's a shliach in America, who mamash had such a shayla like a week ago. And without him telling him the story, that's how he paskened for someone. He asked him, you know, keep everything, keep the mirrors cut, keep everything till after Shabbos. So he asked him, why did you paskend him that way? He said, exactly the same cheshma. So he's got to send him the maramokim. Like upon him, we should all be zoicha to ksip chasim play. I hope I can still answer the question.